Kendrick disses Drake again, Katie's new hair, Dua's new zine, and Blue Ivy's new role. Aitana talks ex Sebastian Yatra, Mike Towers takes over the cover of Billboard Español, and Willow Smith drops by our studio. Welcome to another episode of Billboard News. I'm Rania Niftos, and let's jump right in.
There's no accent you can sell me. You're cold and Ivy, no, I'm a selfish. The crown is heavy.
If you thought the Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef was anywhere near squashed, Kendrick just turned up the heat.
The very first time I shot me a Drake, the homie had told me to aim it this way. I didn't point down enough.
Kendrick Lamar surprise dropped Euphoria in response to Drake's push-ups and tailor-made freestyle where he used AI to include Tupac in the diss track.
I'm ready to double the wage. I'd rather do that than let a Canadian make Pac turn in his grave.
Euphoria is over 6 minutes of diss after diss, mostly against Drake.
How many more black features till you finally feel that you're black enough? I like Drake with the melodies, I don't like Drake when he act tough.
But also J. Cole.
I pray they my real friends, if not, I'm YNW Melly.
That's likely in reference to rapper YNW Melly, who is currently on trial for allegedly killing two of his friends. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Kendrick also touches on Drake's feud with Pusha T.
Yeah, that for real, for him, I inherit the beef. Yeah, all that pushing P. Let me see you push a T.
And brings up one of his recent collaborators.
You stand by Sexy Red, I believe you see two bad. I believe you don't like women, it's real competition, you might pop ass with them.
And that's just some of the many disses in Euphoria. For a full breakdown of the song, head over to billboard.com. Of course, we got more news to get to. Here's three things you should know.
What's your Instagram at so all the Katy cats can let you know how they feel?
Hazy's hair.
Katy Perry debuted a new do while filming American Idol, and while she asked for fans' opinions, the truth is...
You guys had a lot of strong feelings about my haircut. Let's see that energy for KP6, because this is just a wig.
So all of you Katy cats who experience witness PTSD, don't worry. Also, who cares? Katy looks good. Now bring on KP6. Also wigging out, Dua Lipa. She posed for Beauty Papers magazine in a special gorilla zine, rocking red, black, and blonde in images taken by Collier Shore, Johnny Dufour, and Brianna Capozzi. New photo shoots, new music, hosting, and performer duty on SNL all in 1 week? How does she do it? One more mane to talk about.
A lion was born without a drop of nobility in his blood.
The trailer for Mufasa dropped and Disney recruited Blue Ivy to voice a character in the prequel to the live-action Lion King.
It is a girl.
Girl!
Girl!
Blue will play Kiara, daughter to Beyoncé's Nala. From joining her on songs and on stage and now the silver screen, I know what B must be feeling, a lot of pride. On to our brand new Billboard Español cover. Mike Towers is the man of the hour.
Alguien que me gustaría así hacer música, hay una lista muy larga, pero si te digo así alguien latino, que mande un coro así, siempre quería hacer una canción con Romeo Santos. Nosotros flow. Pues la más reciente que te puedo decirle, todo el mundo sabe, de las canciones que se convirtieron en éxito sin uno parárselo, es Lala.
Yo tú Carmelo y tú mí.
Es la canción más exitosa de mi carrera hasta ahora, que no sé ni cómo explicártelo, pero a la gente eso fue lo que le gustó. Ahí es que tú tienes que, como artista, ver qué te gusta a ti, qué le gusta a la gente y qué es lo que hace falta y trabajar entre ese triángulo. Si yo la grabo es porque me gusta, pero ya de ahí a que tú la saques, a como la gente la reciba, son ellos. Yo siempre doy lo máximo cuando estoy en esa cabina para después no estar arrepintiendo de lo que haya grabado.
For the full cover profile, check out our YouTube page. Nothing is better than some friendly exes, and Aitana and Sebastian Yatra are ultimate ex goals.
Nos entendemos muy bien desde hace mucho tiempo, lo conozco desde hace mucho tiempo a Sebastián.
Spanish singer Aitana reveals what it was like working with her ex Sebastian Yatra in a new exclusive Billboard News interview.
Al soñar con la curera y fantasear que nos queda tiempo juntos y olvidar.
The exes, who reportedly broke up in December 2023, remain closer than ever, with Aitana having nothing but good things to say about Sebastian.
Es un artista que te puede hacer una canción como urbana y tú puedes ir a bailar a un sitio y te van a poner a Sebastián Yatra y lo vas a bailar y te va a encantar, pero luego te vas a un concierto suyo y de las canciones que más cantan o de sus canciones más exitosas son baladas.
As for their latest emotional song together, it's something that was in the works for a while.
Entonces, la verdad es que te diré que Akureyri es la canción que empezamos en Islandia en un viaje que hicimos los dos en 2023 para mi cumpleaños. Y estuvimos 2 días y nos compramos una guitarra, fuimos a comprar una guitarra y empezamos a componer en el coche, yendo a ver cascadas y yendo a ver como paisajes en Islandia. Yo estaba conduciendo, acababa de sacar el carnet de conducir, y Sebastián estaba con la guitarra como copiloto.
As for what's next?
También te diré, Leila, y esto no lo sabe mucha gente, la verdad no se lo he dicho a nadie, que para mi próximo proyecto estoy haciendo muchas canciones con él. Nos entendemos muy bien en el estudio.
Check out billboard.com for more on our chat with Aitana. It's not every day you get a legend in the studio. And good thing Tetris took this one because my neck would still be hurting from whipping my hair back and forth.
I truly believe that this album is my first grown-up album.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm still, you know, young, but I feel like I started making music so young that you always try to find yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's never a moment in your life where you're like, this is me,
right?
You know
this
what I'm saying?
True.
But there is a moment in your life where you realize what really matters to you and you realize the path that, no matter what changes, the path that you're always gonna be on. And for me, that path is sharpening my musicianship, sharpening, you know, my compassion. And those two go hand in hand, and I feel like this album is the first album where, like, I'm on the same page with myself.
What about writing with your family? Jaden's a musician.
Yeah, totally.
You guys have worked together, so how is it to kind of share influences with him?
I just love him so much. And being able to share a purpose with someone so close to you that shares your blood in your veins, like, that, there's nothing better. There's really nothing better than that. To be able to act on our purpose together, like, that's what life is about. You know, I'm hoping we have more music in the future. I'm hoping.
That's what I was gonna ask. You know, I mean, you guys worked together on this last project, so there's gotta be something
there's gonna,
in the future.
There's things in the works. There's things bubbling up. I'll let him express more about that.
For the full interview, head to Billboard's YouTube page. That's today's show. Come back tomorrow for some Mimi and Shensia. I'm Rania Aniftos, and this is Billboard News.